Here we go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, well, ladies and gentlemen, here we are for another Fat Guy Radio Show. It from all over the state. I'm Corey Blaze, and I'm the lucky individual that gets to come in to Studio G, quarantined in Studio G. And shut up, Doug. And
shut up, Doug. Damn.
And Doug and D-Tay, and joining us shortly will be Little D from from their respective places all over the city. What's up, boys? This is all new for us.
Tell me about it.
This ain't new for me. I'm used to this webcam play.
You disgust me.
this is my first foray.
This is new to me because this is the first time I ever had to talk on camera.
You talk on camera every week in the studio, man.
Nah, I don't. Not really.
So what are you, just Doug's puppet? Doug, you're his puppeteer?
I pull the strings, baby Geppetto.
So everyone knows that it's the coronavirus, COVID-19 is what everybody is what it's called in the streets, DA. COVID-19. And we are doing our part by being socially distant. But I will say, in detail, you can tell me if you agree or not, I believe DA has been socially distant since he joined the show.
I agree. This social distancing is for the birds, man. I hate it.
Are you still not taking this whole coronavirus thing seriously?
I'm taking it very seriously. I'm social distancing. But the thing is, what I hate about this the most is I liked when I could choose not to go out, and because I love staying at home on a Saturday and just being by myself watching TV all day and binge watching. I love that.
Sure.
But now it's no longer my choice and I'm forced to do it. Like, no, like I want to choose that. I want to choose my happiness. Now you're forcing my happiness. Nah, that don't
then
work.
Then choose to go out. Then you don't have to stay home.
I have been going out. Okay. I've been walking my neighborhood
okay,
every day.
That's not considered going out. That's just people. You can still, you know, go out. It's good that you get out and get some exercise and walk and stuff like that. But social distancing, as far as like, you know, not being around crowds, not hanging out with, you know, two or three people at one time. That's the social distancing that everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I don't do crowds at all. Ever. I hate crowds.
I don't either. And I'm loving it. I don't give a damn if the government said stay home. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm staying home anyway. I'm playing video games. I'm with my family. I'm loving this.
I'm on day 6 of self-quarantine, and I already got bed sores.
Now, you guys know that this isn't very much different from my everyday life anyway. You know, I work from home. The show is my only reason to actually get out of my house. And so I could tell you, doing our show like this, I'm not going to lie, it's hard for me. It's challenging for me because the interactiveness. Yeah. We've got cameras on us and we can hear each other, and it's just different for me. It's challenging because I work off of your energy, and we're like a little family, a dysfunctional ass family, but we're a little family. So doing the show like this is, I don't know. It's weird, but it's something that we have to do. But this social distancing, did you see how all of those people, young people, I would say, down in Florida, were all on the beach?
Okay, I saw that, and people are saying they're millennials. No, if they're on spring break, they're Generation Zs. So they're not us millennials that did that.
Yeah, that's another thing. Millennials are 26 and up. Anybody 26 and older are millennials. Anybody below 26 is a Gen Zer, 25 to whenever. Those are Gen Zers. And those are the ones that have been screwing up this economy and everything with the TikTok dances. Stop blaming us millennials for all that stuff. That's not us.
Hey, don't blame Gen Z for messing up the economy. That's Corey's baby boomer people.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. How is that? I'm not a baby. Okay, maybe I am. But yeah. The young people that were out there on the beaches, I'm starting to feel like the young people don't get it. I don't think they take it seriously, because I try to put my mindset back on, you know, being 19, 20 years old, trying to, you know, wrap my head around whatever was going on. And this is an enemy that they can't see. And when you're 18, 19 years old, you're not really worried about something that you can't see, something that's not tangible.
Corey, you're trying to make sense of a generation who literally ate Tide Pods for fun.
That is so true. I try. They are so stupid. It pisses me off to see the disregard on this. The disregard of look, my boy AJ has been home since since March 10th.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he has gone out once before all of this stuff really hit the fan that weekend. And he's only been out one other time, and that was to go to McDonald's and get something and come back. I can see in his eyes that he doesn't fully grasp the weight of the situation. So I'm bearing down on the parenting teeth, and if he's pissed at me because I won't allow him to do something or go somewhere, or if he's uncomfortable about being around the house, I'm just going to have to deal with that. I'd rather him be pissed and uncomfortable, but be alive at the same time.
Yeah, but he's younger.
Yes, 19.
He's younger. He'll be all right.
No, it's not about him. He'll be all right, but then he comes around people that aren't going to be all right.
Like you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Corey. Are you 65 with pre-existing medical conditions?
I have pre-existing medical conditions. I'm fat, and when I cough, I come up to the brink of death every time.
I'm just saying, a torn ass does not count.
I'm not talking about the ass replacement surgery. Talking about other things that are going on inside my bodies that you boys may not be completely aware of. I'm dead broken, inside.
A lot of stuff going in.
Broken hearts don't count.
Broken hearts do count. Where do broken hearts go?
I forgot that song. When they I don't know that
always
one.
Way home. Whitney Houston.
I was going to say Whitney.
It was Whitney Houston. I do have pre-existing conditions. I'm old. I'm fragile.
And I'm sure you got diabetes somewhere in there, too.
You can even hurt my feelings, Doug, from 50 miles away.
You live 50 miles away from each other?
I've been reading the medical journals, Corey. They said that anyone with a blood type ragu is at no risk.
Oh, they're there safe. Goes Doug. Doug's down. Doug's ragu. Down. He got the virus.
They said if you can cut your finger and top your spaghetti, you're good to go.
Dude, that's what's missing off the shelves. You can't get ragu sauce.
Actually, I just bought some yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to the store that I think you went to?
You know I did.
See, so you're not social distancing if you're taking your little narrow ass to the grocery store.
And I'm actually going to go to the grocery store tomorrow morning, too.
I mean, you guys they're don't, essential. You guys, they're essential.
They are essential, but when we get to the Walmart read today, you'll learn how you can still fulfill your essentialities without breaking the laws of social distancing.
Oh, what I do is I order mines at fatguyradioshow.com/walmart.com and I have them bring it out to me.
So wrong.
Yeah, fatguyradioshow.com/walmart.com.
/Walmart, I'm sorry.
That doesn't exist either.
Oh, what is it? What's
Damn,
the read?
Bro, pay attention. Well, I'm in trouble. You're gonna line. Get us in trouble.
Can I get my line?
Line, line. It's click the Walmart banner.
Ma! The meatloaf.
It doesn't work, D Tech, because your head's, your microphone goes with you because it's on the side of your head.
Ma!
There you go.
The meatloaf.
The meatloaf.
You're going to break that headset.
Too late. But D Tech, you're going into the grocery store?
No, I don't go in. I have them bring it out.
Okay.
Curbside delivery.
He lied out his face.
You was lying.
Right, you're right. I go in. I don't give a
fuck. You I don't mean, care, DT. You really don't care.
I want to die.
No.
I want to die.
Just like every other light skin, man. What's wrong with y'all? The light skins got problems, bro. They the most oppressed people.
Because we got small tongues, bro.
Let me see your tongue real quick.
No. This is video now. Remember, we still have a video component, no matter how crappy it is. DT, I don't think you're taking it seriously.
Honestly,
you're still going out. You're probably hitting the clubs, Club 9, Cloud 9.
I legitimately needed groceries because I didn't doomsday prepare like everybody else. So I needed some legitimate groceries. That's the only reason I went to the store.
Okay, so later on in the show, I've got a new grocery hack, how to get groceries. I'm going to talk about it later on in the show. On making sure that I'm still able to get my groceries, but still keep my social distance from everybody. You boys already know that I am a germaphobe as it is. So this is just, I'm just doubling down, tripling down now. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, cool it is that. What it is. If, honestly, I'm already sick, so...
Wait a minute. Physically sick or mentally sick? You're gonna have to quantify one.
I'm mentally okay, but I have this snot that just keeps coming and coming.
I disagree.
You disagree about my snot?
I disagree that you're mentally well.
I'm mentally fine.
No, you're not. No.
Nah, I'm good.
It looks like Lil D is waiting to be added in, even though he hasn't connected. You know what?
I think we're up on the intro.
We are up on the start of the show. So, DA, I think you are, you're just going to be fine.
Thank you.
And remember,
I mean, I know I'm fine, but am I going to be okay?
And remember, DA, it's not coronavirus unless it's firing out of both ends.
Oh, okay.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
This is the news. Who's paying attention? Every day there's something new. Something's going to destroy us all. Then it disappears. Swine flu. Well, what happened to the bird flu? Remember the bird flu? Weren't we supposed to be dead by now? No, really. I don't know about you. I stopped paying my bills. I did. Hello, Visa. Bird flu's coming. I ain't paying. We're all gonna die. It's on CNN. I'll go out with a low credit score. It's okay. Yeah. I can die with a 517. I don't mind. Sorry. Bird flu. Sick chickens. That's what that was. They tried to scare us with sick chickens. We got wars going on. We have an economy that almost completely collapsed. We got terrorism. We got everything in the world is wrong, and I'm supposed to be scared of a few sick chickens? Oh, 50 people died in China. Really? There's a billion of them. I'm not gonna panic because a few of them checked out. I wasn't scared of bird flu. I was trying to catch the bird flu. Maybe it'll offset my SARS. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you remember the SARS? Every time an Asian coughed, oh no, it's the SARS. I think I was worried? Hell no, I was shooting up with the SARS trying to beat my mad cow. That's right. You remember the mad cow, right? Every time you ate a hamburger, oh no, that might have mad cow. Think I was worried? Not at all. Vaccinated myself with the anthrax. There's always something that's gonna kill us all. A few years ago, tomatoes were deadly. Yeah, a tomato was gonna kill you. And the year before that, it was spinach. The FDA is run by a 7-year-old kid that hates vegetables.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's hot talk radio. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor over there.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother DJ Lil D. Soon as he pulls his head out of his ass, he'll connect to us. I am Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on YouTube, on the Podbean Live app, or tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We even read and respond to your comments after the show. And ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by the Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store, introducing a lot of new merch products for you to choose from. How about a Fat Guy Radio Show tote bag? Or wrap your lips around a Fat Guy Radio Show camper mug? And while you're home cooking up some good old vittles, why not rock out with a Fat Guy Radio Show chef's apron? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, so many new products and designs to choose from, delivered to your door, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Support the show and this small enterprise we have here. Order today. Follow us on social media for the latest released designs. The Fat Guy Radio Show Swag Merch Store, now with more at fatguyradioshow.com/store, and we thank you. Welcome to the Shody Whoa 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 everywhere, gentlemen's.
Yo, yo. Yeah.
It's kind of weird running the board for myself, but DT, you just put your feet up there and relax.
Oh, you're welcome, bro.
Hey, welcome, DT. Come, there's plenty of room.
Yeah, just put your feet up and do nothing like DA does during a normal show. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. It is the, the last time, boys, we were all together for a Fat Guy Radio Show, the world made sense. DT was fine as hell. DA was on my nerve, and Little D was balls deep in something with two legs. And now, our lives have just been turned upside down in less than 2 weeks.
Girl, turn me inside out. around.
It's amazing because we all are on a small little delay, so that was horrible. the world made sense the last time we were together as a show, and it's not anymore. How are you dealing with all of this? I know we talked about the self-quarantine, but it's kind of hard to do a show full of any other topics because this seems to be the only thing that everybody is talking about. It's the only thing that's going on right now.
It's literally the only thing going on in the world. Like, I go on YouTube, everything is COVID-19, coronavirus, Wuhan, Wuhas. I'm like, you can't get away from it. And you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm taking online courses now, so that's cool.
So nice. You're doing something positive out of the time that you're being forced.
Productive. So my job allegedly will be down for 5 weeks, so I'm taking an 8-week course. So
your job, D. Okay, so I've always worked from home. So DA, what's the status of your job? Because you had your numbers job. You went to a building every day. What's the status of where you are?
The status is being said anywhere from 2 to 5 weeks now.
Are you still going into your offices, or are you working from home? Have you transitioned to working from home?
I'm working from home, and I might have to go to my office a couple times in between. They said they'll let us know.
But when you do, will there be like a skeleton crew there? Will there be very limited people there?
Oh, yeah, very limited.
Okay.
Very limited. They already let us know. And they also said if we're sick, don't come in, and I'm sick. So,
I mean, without giving out, you know, the details of what you do, but you work in
porn industry.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. You're our director, or you're the grip.
Yes, I grip a lot.
But you
are the best boy.
You're the best boy. But in your industry, it is a servicing industry where a lot of publics, the peoples of the publics, frequent.
Yep.
So them being closed for 5 weeks, but at least if you do have to go into your offices, there will be limited people there.
Yeah, limited people. Hopefully not sick.
Dite, what is the status of your are you with us?
I'm here. Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's the status of your numbers job? You have a pencil pushing, paper clipping job now.
Yeah, thank God I switched over, because if I was still working at the schools, I'd be SOL.
Oh, well, yeah, you wouldn't even be working right now.
No.
Would you be getting paid, though?
I don't know, and I don't care. Think to ask. Yeah.
You know what? I think, Dite, that the teachers are still getting paid, but for what you did and the program you work with, I don't think you would qualify, because the teachers are still doing courses. They're just doing them online. But not everybody is able to do it online, because some of these school districts in lower income areas, they don't have the budgets to send all the kids home with laptops. And then you got Scottsdale Union just like, oh, yeah, come and get a laptop for your kid. And then Cox Cable is like, hey, if you don't have internet, we'll give you free internet. But then the kids that live in districts that can't do that. But from what you did when you were working with kids in school, I don't think you would have fallen under that thing where you would have been able to continue to do what you did.
I don't think I would have. But no, I working for that nonprofit, like, we were non-essential.
Yeah.
So, but luckily I have a little bit of job security right now, barring all of our clients closing their business.
Shoot.
So what is your physical attributes? 'Cause I knew that you were going to a, physical office. Where are you at in that regard?
Now I am currently, working remotely.
Okay. So everybody's remote.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'd be no way that little D will be able to be remote. He drives a truck.
Right.
Unless... Well, there is a video game called Trucking Simulator.
But you can't have a trucking simulator controlling an actual truck on the streets of.
Tell that to Elon Musk.
Of the metropolitan area. He runs over people now. Imagine him running over with someone with the remote.
Who do you think is manning the drones? Some old 17 snotty-nosed boy in Nebraska. No, some snotty-nosed boy in Nebraska is piloting those drones.
Has that DA? You do have you do have a mute button now. You do know that, right?
I'm not gonna mute every time.
He doesn't know that.
That's a lot of mutes, and I'm sick, so deal with it. Clean it up in post audio editing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll just sit here for the rest of my life tonight.
Whatever you level monkeys be doing back there behind the pads and the computers.
You level monkeys.
Level monkeys. That's what we are?
Level monkeys. You son of a biscuit. So D.
I'd rather be a level monkey than a monkey. At least I have a title.
A level monkey? You have a level.
You
that's it.
He said, yeah, "DA, you said have, you are tied anything. To a." He said, "You are a monkey on a string tied to an organ grinder out on Mill Avenue."
Basically, he said, "I would rather be a monkey with a job rather than just a monkey. I would rather be just a monkey."
Nah, because you're the monkey at the zoo. You don't get paid.
Nah. Oh, so now I'm at the zoo. So now I'm an entertainer.
So you're
white
a zoo
people
monkey.
Like to look at me. Okay, white people like to look at me. That's fine.
White people like to
you're
look
racist,
at me.
You're racist, bro.
You work for the white people. White people look at me. That's fine.
You know what? You're one of those heroin test monkeys.
Okay, I'm getting free drugs. My life sounds great. Yours, you're a slave. That's fine.
I'm getting free drugs.
Always with the free drugs with this guy.
Free heroin high. I can't do that right now. I'm congested.
I did it for you.
Okay, so Tite, when you're not monkeying, you are when you're not level monkeying, you have your corporate job. So how are you dealing with, because you are, I would say, probably one of the more sociable persons out of the four of us. How are you dealing with the transition of working from DA? You don't make that face. You don't talk to anybody. You don't like anybody, and no one likes you.
Everyone like anybody?
Everyone talks to DA because they either want to be like him or they want to be with him.
Hey, DA, I'm going to have to correct you. You said you talk to mad people. No, you talk to people and make them mad. Get that straight.
Since I can't do the emoji.
Corey, I do think we're up on a break, though. Okay. But I will say this.
All right.
I now have 5 stuffed animals that I didn't have prior to this quarantine. I didn't buy them. I made them.
Oh.
Out of sticks and stones. They're not really stuffed. But I put my handprint on each one of them. The name are Wilson, Bilson, Barney, and Larney. And then Jer. So... It's a rough time.
Wilson!
Rough time out here.
Wilson! Wilson! All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on fatguyradioshow.com.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, darling. You won't believe what I saw on the anti-highway this week. There's this brand new store that I wanted to tell you about. It's these podcasters out in Arizona. They've got these adorable shirts. Honey, you've got to... Why aren't you answering your phone? I know you love t-shirts, and there's so many and so many designs. Oh my God, it's to die for, darling. You've got to go check these out. You've go over to this website here. Let me get my glasses. Yes, you go over to this website. It's fatguyradioshow.com/store. That slash thing that you've got to do to get to before you type store. You go on there. They've got these darling shit. I mean, they're just absolutely fabulous, honey. You've got to check these out. I know you like to wear shirts because it's illegal to walk around the city with no shirt on. Unless it's that weird day where it's like the people in the underwear riding the subway. It's not oppressive. I don't like it myself. Honey, I've got myself about 4, 5, 6, 9 of these shirts from this adorable podcast out in Arizona. You gotta check these out. Give me a call as soon as you get this. Call me as soon as you get this. These shirts are amazing. The Fat Guy Radio Show. .com/store. Oh, yes. And I think Bernie's cheating on ya, but I don't want to be that person.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart has grocery pickup and delivery service. It's the easiest process. You can start through the Walmart banner on our website, search for the items you want, select a pickup date and time, pull up, and with no contact protocols enacted by Walmart, for your safety, your items are placed right in your trunk. You never have to leave your car or go into the store. And it's not just for groceries. Anything you need from Walmart can be picked up or delivered. Just start at fatguyradioshow.com through the Walmart banner, and we thank you. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 gentlemen, gentlemen's all over the place. We are back for so much. So I got a new thing that I've done when it comes to the grocery shopping in this COVID-19 era.
What's that?
What is this?
Okay, so you know how some grocery stores are out of stock on some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have my Walmart grocery app. I have my Safeway app. I have my Fry's Food and Drug app. And they all have the same items on it. And whoever has the items, most of the items that I need in stock, that's who I buy from.
Does it give you a live look on what they have in stock?
It gives a glimpse of what's in stock at that time. Now, I will say this, that with Walmart, I ordered from Walmart because Walmart has more things in stock than Safeway and Fry's. But what I realize is that I get an email a couple of hours before my pickup time that tells me if things are in stock or out of stock. And what happens is that they suggest a substitute. So instead of me getting like Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, I'll get Great Value Frosted Flakes.
That ain't no biggie, bro.
Nah.
And you know what? And I can't be Corey Snobby right now and say, so, no, I need the brand names. I'm working the angle that I can work.
So if they say they had an eggs, what's the substitute?
The chicken, carrots. You idiot. Does this guy know biology?
But they don't sell a lot of chickens, bro. How am I still going to get AIDS?
The wet markets in China do.
So done with this guy.
But honestly, like, I don't know how reliable that online shopping would be for me. Because let's say the little Walmart workers pushing the cart, and there's only like one paper towel left, and there's an old lady. How am I going to trust the Walmart person to bump the old lady with the cart and throw that paper towel in there for me?
There's probably not going to do that. So you run that little bit of a risk. But here's the thing. If they are out of paper towels, and I don't think you can actually order like toilet paper and paper towels. I think those are things you literally have to go in the store to get.
Okay.
I'm because not sure. I feel like they have more regulation on if you order them because they can only limit you to one.
Well, they're limiting you when they're in there. The grocery stores have beefed up security.
No, I get that. But I'm saying, like, so you're going to fault me because I really want to practice social distancing and require me to walk in to a danger zone in order to get toilet paper and paper towel?
Not calling our sponsor a danger zone now.
I'm talking any...
It would be Safeway gathering. That would be the danger zone because Walmart allows you to put it in your grocery cart, but it's just been showing up out of stock. Because what's happening is people are learning when the deliveries are coming in and they're hitting the stores up like first thing when they open. So they're like sold out within the first couple of hours. Now,
yeah, because they're giving precedence to you old people. Doug, y'all farts buying all the diapers and stuff.
Doug, you can't attack our elderly. They're vulnerable.
They're gonna die anyways.
Let them go.
I do not sign off on this. The views expressed on this show are not supported by right thinking Americans or anybody.
Come on, bro, check our demos. Ain't nobody 70 plus watching us. Let them go, Corey.
They do listen to us. Bill, my good friend Bill is in that age bracket. How dare you, DA?
Bye, Bill.
Oh God, Jesus Christ, you son of a bitch!
Hey, I'm not gonna be sitting here editing all night, bro. Oh, we can say bitch, though, huh?
I hate him.
I hate him so much.
So, DT, I understand what you're saying. Walmart allows you to order it, but it's like, I don't know. I can never catch it where it's available through the app. I can never catch any paper towels or toilet paper.
That's because you're going at the wrong time. What you should do is order it and set your pickup time for delivery time of the toilet paper.
You are so right.
He's smart.
So set it for like first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're genius. You're not only good looking, but you're smart.
I've been saying that for the longest.
That he's a genius or that he's good looking?
The first one that you said.
Are you playing a video game right now?
I'm podcasting, bro.
He's totally playing a game in the middle of our show.
No, I'm not.
DA, you had a PlayStation controller or Xbox controller in your hand, and you were staring off into the distance. You son of a bitch. You were playing a freaking video game.
I was paying attention to what you were saying about social distancing.
But you couldn't repeat what I just said because you were playing a video game.
First of all, DT, it was a PlayStation controller.
Corey, was it really?
Yeah. But I wasn't playing.
Okay, this is not going
to happen. Is that an N64 controller, bro? You didn't even bust that out when I was over there to play, man. Why didn't you bust that out?
First of all, this is a GameCube controller.
That's not GameCube. That's an N64.
I know, it's N64. It's not connected to anything right now.
And you do, you boys do know that we're still an audio medium and not a total video medium. And
yeah,
wait a minute.
N64. I know my N64.
And when did Doug go over your house and play video games with you, DT?
He didn't. He's just stirring up controversy.
He just said he did, and Doug's not one to lie.
I don't stir, I shake.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face.
I couldn't even say it with a straight face. I started cracking up halfway through it.
Yo, what was funny you about that? I don't get it.
One thing Doug doesn't do is lie.
That's all he does. Oh, Doug.
Hey, you want to know how Doug is... Boy, you want to know how you can tell if... You want to know how you can tell if Doug is lying?
Houseway.
When his mouth is moving. Ah, I stepped on it, bitch. How you like them apples?
It actually.
Oh wait, you ain't got no apples because you didn't. You didn't plan for this apocalypse, did you?
Oh. Damn.
I got into it. I'm sorry, guys.
How do we edit that one out?
Very carefully.
An hour 13:30.
Thank you. Somebody write that down. So, DA, it's amazing how you could get on the porch from 50 miles away.
Do we really live 50 miles away? Give me your address so I can Google Maps.
I'm not at home. I'm at the studio. You know how far you live from the studio, you boob.
I don't talk about your house.
I don't get the courtesy of being at home. I get to be here by myself. You don't know what it feels like in this building. There is no one here. No one.
Not even the Mexicans to clean it?
No one. It has not been cleaned. It has not been touched. Nothing. This is an abandoned. It is an. I feel like when I walk in here, I feel like I missed the apocalypse. I missed the rapture.
How does it smell?
It smells dank, and the air conditioning is not on. The heat is not on.
Ooh, speaking of dank, can I, never mind.
No, you cannot.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Lil D. Ladies and gentlemen, here goes the show coming to a stop. Lil D, there you are.
That's some bull.
Even from 100 miles away, he can put the show to a stop.
All right, I'm gonna connect you. I'm gonna connect your video on Skype, okay? All
right.
You got all your mutes and your levels where they're supposed to be?
You know he don't. You gonna connect him?
This is about to go really bad. This is about to go real bad, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, I'm naked with some elbow grease.
Okay, well, thank God we're not live video, and we can just go ahead and edit that out if need be. All right, so let's get ready for the I hear it already. Oh. Oh, there he is. Hey, Lil D. Welcome to the show.
Well, how come I see two of you?
Oh, God. Jesus. Mute your Skype. I thought you said you had those things in place.
Are you laying down with a big old Scarface stuffed animal?
Yo, I used to have one of those tigers.
You said mute my Skype.
Mute your Skype.
I already had did that.
Detail. You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows it, muted.
In the studio, I used to get mad. I'm like... Lil D ain't got to do nothing, like, you know, computer-wise or anything.
Yeah.
This fool is illiterate when it comes to technology. I did not know that.
That's why we make him do nothing.
Like, if you did have him do something, he going to break it.
That's why we don't let him do nothing.
Is that better? Is that better?
No. I knew this was going to stop the show.
No, it says microphone muted.
Right. And
yeah. He doesn't sound bad.
Speak, Lil D.
1, 2, 3. What the hell is wrong with Lil D?
All right. All right. We'll go on with that. We're good. You're good. All right. Get comfortable. Glad you set up your computer so we've got a nice shot of you and the lighting is great. So the
is it not really? Is it not? Because I got light, my DJ light over there.
It's fine. So D-Tay doesn't respect the self-quarantine thing, and I figured out a way to get my groceries online, and DA started playing an effing video game while the show was going on.
You son of a gun. That's what he's doing over there.
Yeah, he's sitting there playing a video game.
He was. Call of Duty, Warzone.
It's free, hey, y'all. We're trying to do a professional show right now, okay? Can you just hold up, pause for like 20, we only got like 18 minutes left of the show. Y'all been going, matter of fact, y'all been going. Since y'all been going the whole time, I come in the last 18 minutes. It's worse than...
Nah, this is like a regular show.
Yeah, you all up in your camera, sounding horrible. That's it's pretty much standard.
You need the star for your shirt. Like,
how does
being at home, you can change your shirt.
Exactly. That's how does food at home, late to the show, and still couldn't do a wardrobe change?
Because I was trying to hurry up. So I
how'd
can,
that
know.
Work?
Y'all stop piling on my little brother. You know he's not technically legally inclined.
He gonna put the tiger hand on him. Bruh, can we change Lil D's name to LD? And the L is short for illiterate. Can we? Can we?
Lil D, you got that tiger doing... whose room are you in?
I'm in my man cave.
Oh, this... You got a lion in your man cave, or is that a
Tony Montana?
Or is that
I don't
a
know
tiger?
You got me. It ain't mine. I know it's in there. It's a tiger.
Tiger got stripes. Lion's got a mane.
Oh my god! All right, so DA, I don't know what we were talking about before Lil D came in and side swiped the show, which is what he does.
You know me.
Thank you, DA.
I'm listening.
I was setting you up, man. I was setting you up.
We was talking about
you always trying to set me up.
What were we
you guys were talking about how DA came to my house, but we said he was lying. He's always lying.
Oh yeah. Because we did play N64. I see what you
did
there.
No, we didn't.
LD.
That's great, boys.
Well, everyone's trying not to step on anybody, so we're taking pauses trying to see, oh, wait, who's saying the next thing?
Pause. All right, so let me – so everybody – Lil D, we discussed that everyone is working from home, but there is no way that your job will allow you to work from home. And Doug thought that maybe you should have a remote diesel truck that you can drive around the city and kill half of the children. That was his suggestion. But you can't work from home.
Nope, I sure can't.
No way that you can do that. So,
and I'm more exposed.
Elon Musk says different.
I'm more exposed to it than anybody else because I'm actually out in where it says airborne, and I'm interacting with people. And I wasn't scared at first, but now I think I am because they're saying more. They're saying half of Arizona's going to have it and not even know it, which means I'm more than likely going to get it, bring it home. But the thing is, hopefully, if I do get it, I don't give it to anybody. But if I do, hopefully, they get over it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's something that has just passed. That's the best I can hope for.
That is the best that most people can hope for. And here's the thing: is that 80% of the people that are testing positive are pretty much recuperating from home.
Did you say 80% are
going home, and basically. The only way that they know to treat it right now is standard flu care, you know, stay home, sweat it out, you know. But when you start to have like extreme symptoms like coughing up blood or really, really having a hard time breathing, that's when you need to seek hospital medical care.
I will say the only thing. At this point, that worries me is the kids, because there's a 12-year-old in Atlanta right now fighting for her life. You guys know that?
Yeah, and there was also a 17-year-old that was in San Diego that did not want to No. It was two stories I'm crossing over. But there was a 17-year-old in San Diego, California, that succumbed to it as well.
He died.
Yeah. And then there's
either
also...
one of these.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, did either one of those, these two people have pre-existing conditions?
Nope.
The girl, the little 12-year-old didn't. And the crazy part, they don't even know how she got it because they didn't go anywhere. They didn't do anything. They was, I guess, you know, so somehow she got it. I guess only one household that got it. And now she's in the hospital fighting for her life. So
I used to watch this
right
stupid TV
me.
Show called The Walking Dead. And in the first season, they touched on, you know, what was going on and what was causing these zombies. They go to Atlanta. They're at the CDC. And basically, the doctors at the CDC said, everybody already has it. Once you die, you're going to automatically become this zombie. Like, it has 100% infection rate. And 70%? That's kind of crazy. Of all Americans might get it.
No. I didn't say 70% of all Americans are going to get it. I'm saying 70% of the people that do contract it. And also, little D, you got to look at the numbers as well. There are 336 active cases, I believe, right now in the state of Arizona.
No, so we're up to 500 now.
Okay, 500 some cases in Arizona. Let me remind you, there are 7.7 million people in this state. So the odds are still in your favor. Out of those 500 people, we've only had 6 deaths. So the odds are even better in your favor. So yeah, it may seem bleak. The thing is that the news media is just going to put up those deaths and that 500 number. They're not going to put up the comparison to the 7.7 million people in the state.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. But I think what the thing is now is it's in all 13 counties. But I hope the odds are in my favor. But the thing is, I'm out in the public, so there's a good. I will say I'm about 50-50 on.
You are a little bit more. You are a little bit more at risk, but little D, all of that, working out and healthy eating, and you having chicken and rice as your cheat meal. Mm-hmm. All that stuff is.
Wait,
going...
chicken and rice is your cheat meal?
No, that's like my everyday meal. That's.
What's your cheat meal?
Like, if that's a cheat meal, what is your diet? Because that is lean.
Yeah, exactly. No.
He eats roots and berries. That's all he's got.
The cheat meal is pretty much whatever, but it's only on the weekends. But I always try to, whatever I do when I cheat, I always try to supplement my drink for water. So I always try to strictly stay on my water. I don't really like to do pop and all that stuff anymore.
See,
so
I'm the opposite.
Like, for instance, this weekend, which I really cheated, lady's mom came over, and you guys all know she's Mexican. She's a real Mexican, so she made Mexican food. She made tortillas from scratch.
What's a fake Mexican?
You. Keep going, Ludie.
She's Mexican. She's from Mexico is what I was trying to say. Yeah.
But she made tortillas from Mexico.
Hey, she made tortillas from scratch, and she made all this other stuff, and it was so good, and I was just killing this.
Lit. Sorry, we haven't hit that one in a while, Lil D. Sorry, one more time for you.
Avocados from Mexico.
Hey, I like that.
Hey, you're welcome. I think that you are correct in your assumption, but you also realize, Lil D, that you come in, you're out in the public, but you come into contact with less than, you know, people that you come in contact with less than 6 feet around you. That's a low number. You're out in the public, but you're not coming very close to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you moving through crowds and stuff like that?
No,
he said he's coming to a lot of people.
I'm coming to a lot of people. The thing is, I got to get
them. Usually come in a lot of people?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, come on, boys.
Hey, fellas, we try to keep it real today. Y'all can't be little D today.
From Mexico.
No, but I have to get them to sign their stuff. I always wear gloves. Use my pen. And I'm like literally talking to people. You know what I'm saying? So,
Gotta stop that pen sharing thing. You gotta nip that pen sharing thing in the bud right now. No more pen sharing. No more.
This is what you do, little D.
Hammer
time. What you do is instead of sharing your pen, what you do is you go ahead and you go to fatguyradioshow.com/ or you get to the Walmart banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
There you go.
and you go ahead and order yourself
real quick.
I'll listen.
Then you order yourself a bunch of pins, right? And you go have them deposit that into your trunk. That way you ain't gotta get out the car. And then when you start going to these houses, each delivery, you let them keep the pin.
Well, here's the
you
thing.
Use a new pin, and then each delivery, they get to keep the pin.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't take my car to the delivery, so it won't be in my trunk. If I leave my trunk, they're going to be at work because I drive a semi.
No. I'm telling you how to get the pins.
Okay.
Walmart can put it in your trunk, and then when you go to work, you take the pins with you out of your trunk. Duh.
I got you.
And then you put those in your truck, in your semi. And then when you take a new pin each time, and then you have them sign with the new pin, you say, oh, you can go ahead and keep that. My gift to you. Thank you for letting me go ahead and fulfill your needs. Boom. And you walk off.
You own something.
Yeah, you got to stop that pin sharing thing, dude. Even when I went and picked up my groceries from Walmart, the little 17-year-old, he didn't even let me sign for him. He said, I'm going to sign this for you, and he held up his little key fob thing, and he signed it right in front of me, and all he wrote was customer pickup, and I gave him the thumbs up, and he hippity-hopped back into the Walmart.
He didn't sign that. He signed like he was signing, food.
He wrote customer pickup, you jerk store. But little D,
yeah, jerk store.
Stop the don't stop with the pin thing. No more sharing the pins. That's done.
But with that being said, I had gloves on underneath my gloves. So when I pull off my work gloves, I have hospital gloves on. So when I've been touching, but I have Clorox bleach wipes in my truck that I wipe my pen off as well.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you taking some steps right there. Don't forget, hit your steering wheel with that. Hit your door handles with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I actually did that today because the company gave us Clorox bleach wipes. So today I actually did that. I wiped off the whole steering wheel. Didn't do the doorknobs today, but I did do the doorknobs last time. And I pretty much sanitized the damn thing. So
where did they find Clorox bleach wipes at?
My company has a hookup on certain stuff. G4C classified.
Can they hook us up too?
No. You always trying to get the hookup, you bandana bandit. You always trying to get something for free. Why don't you do what normal Americans do and work hard, stack your money, and then be able to buy whatever you want? Always trying to get the hookups from people that didn't work harder than you, DA.
Yeah, DA. Shoot, trying to sacrifice my religion. I don't even know if that has to do anything. But,
word, hey, DA.
Speaking of religion.
Thank you, Lil D.
You guys want to know something?
Yes.
I've been.
Sure. I think we're up on a break, Corey.
We are actually, up. Okay, Lil D.
On a break and a hard break.
Oh, we're up on a hard break. All right, Lil D. Hold that. Hold that for a minute. We're going to take a break right here, okay?
Okay.
And then on the other side of that, we'll get to whatever the hell Lil D is about to take us. And I'm glad that he's taking us there because I've got a friend that is currently having a personal crisis because he just found out that someone that he works with tested positive for the coronavirus. And he's melting down on text message right now. And I'm trying to talk him off of the limb or off of the edge of the cliff because he's ready to jump. As we speak, this is live happening right here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And then I'll take the punks out, feeling funky. Amps in a trunk, and I got more
rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way.
They can't see us, right?
To get the free show each and every day.
Duh.
When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air.
Lil D, we're still live.
Less than coffee. No, it's not free.
Jesus.
Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free. And the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Lil D don't know how to act, but we're live the whole damn time.
Hey, we got, you can't let me stay at home and do the damn thing.
All right.
3 minutes until the next break.
Yeah, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, looking for something to do while at home? Now is the time to paint that feature wall you've been thinking of, or update that bathroom, or maybe switch out those curtains to the new electronic Wi-Fi shade system. Home Depot has got everything you need to complete your home projects. At HomeDepot.com, there are even project ideas. No worries about going to the Home Depot. Free delivery is available, no matter how large or small. Or you can select to pick up your items from a Home Depot locker. No interaction with the salesperson at all. Select your preference at checkout when you shop Home Depot through the Home Depot banner at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Home Depot, how doers get more done, and we thank you. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa. It's interesting to do the breaks and the commercials with everybody's mic still live. It's hilarious. So, Little D, what were you saying that you had that you were going to share with us?
So the more I'm growing, the more I'm looking at life different, the more I'm finding out things way different from the way we were taught.
Okay. Brother. You waking up, my brother? Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm saying all that to say, dude, I've been into, like, Muslim.
What?
I can't say Muslim. I've been into Islam. Like, the Islamic faith. Except for Al, I can't go, I'm not that far into it, but I've been listening to the Mr. Louis Farrakhan, his service a lot. I've been reading, or I'm ordering a book, The Message to the Black Man. I'm about to get the Quran. Like, I've really been finding myself converting over. I've been looking at stuff the way it is, and then I've initially been listening to his sermons, dude. It's been making a lot of sense to me versus what I grew up to know. And like I said, it's just because the older I'm getting, excuse me, guys, I'm trying to fix this, the more I'm understanding, like, more of who I am and what I believe in, what my faith is.
What did you grow up as?
As a Christian. Yeah.
I'm not going to assume that.
The white Jesus that I've always seen on the wall.
So what to that, because I had my own awakening, my brother. And I don't want to say I left the Christian faith, but I went to search for more what was out there. And it's crazy how much the Muslim people believe in Jesus more than the Christians do.
Yeah. But see, they believe in him as just being a disciple, not actually the man himself. You know what I'm saying?
They put him on the same, if I'm understanding correctly, I didn't go too deep into it.
He's in the realm.
He's in the same realm as Muhammad.
Yes.
So they believe Jesus to be a prophet, and they believe him to be the child of God, as in the sense that we are all children of God.
Yes.
Trust me, I know a lot. My mother dated this man who, when in my most formidable years, was a he was on his self-proclaimed search for the black man's true religion. Mm-hmm. And within this, I've studied under him.
Screenshot, man, send that to the group too.
Yeah, okay. within him doing the study, me in my early teens. Preteens and early years of high school, like, I learned a lot about the Bhagavad Gita. That's Krishna and the Hindu religion. I learned a lot about the Holy Quran, the Bible, and all the different kind of religions. I studied a little bit about Buddha and all that. So I learned a lot. So Little D, like, I understand you completely when you talk about, like, learning more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, finding what really speaks to you. What's even funnier, though, is a lot of people don't like to, like, bring this up, but a lot of these religions have similar stories within them. And I took a mythology class, and religion is mythology. And people hate when I say that, but it's true. Because mythology, all mythology does is give like real life comprehension to things that we once before couldn't comprehend. So these are stories that help you comprehend things that you couldn't comprehend before. Right. That's the gist of mythology. And these stories passed down through all these different religions are guidelines to help you live better while you're on here on Earth. Like they all tell the same basic morals of like, yeah, this is how you're supposed to live your life. There's little minute details that like differ with each one, but it's always like that. Like if you play a game of telephone, you can say the same line to the same person, but by it gets to the last person, it's going to warp differently.
Yeah, it's going to change.
So that's what happened with all religions. I like to believe that there is one God that like gave these religions all the same information, but in a way they can understand it. And us as humans naturally took that and like, oh, mine is better than yours. Mine is right. Yours is wrong. Who's to say that they're not all the same?
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's nothing wrong with trying to find your way. I've always said that when it comes to I don't believe in religion, but when it comes to the human mind, whatever you find that gives you peace and center and calmness, mm-hmm, then embrace it. You know what I mean? And if you're questioning things that are no longer giving you that centeredness, then seeking something else out may be in your best interest. Now, what I think where a lot of faith and religion goes wrong is when people look at you and say, oh, no, you're out of pocket because you don't believe what I believe, or this is what I believe and you should believe that. I think that's where it breaks. You know what I'm saying? But when you find something that is going to center you, or everyone has the right to question what centers them, even when you look in DA, you probably just maybe sign off on this, but even in the Bible, Jesus questioned what he was doing. He questioned what his purpose was. You know what I mean? So if he can do it in the Bible, then it's not wrong for us to do it.
So he questioned his purpose, and he also questioned the Pharisees and the high leaders of the Jewish religion too. He questioned what they were doing as well, they taught.
Yeah, so
he put the
system on trial, and we put the system on trial too because we got to take another break.
Damn, son. Beat me to it.
I know, I was watching the clock. I saw we're 3 minutes behind, but we'll catch up. All right, on the other side of this, the COVID-19 thing is producing some really funny memes and comments on social media, and I got a couple of them that I wanted to share with y'all.
And I want to ask you guys a question about the 19 part.
It's because it's the year that we discovered it.
Oh, okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's the year that he bit the head off the top of that bat. This is all Ozzy Osbourne's problem. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Mama, where are you? Oh, there you are.
Don't be running up on me like that. You all know me.
Mama, where is your cellular phone so I can install the iHeartRadio app? That Guy Radio Show is on iHeartRadio.
You always reaching for my stuff. Don't you have anything of your own?
Mama, let me see your phone.
What the hell you two old bats down there doing?
Cletus! Mama, I'm just going to put the iHeartRadio app on your phone so you can listen to Fat Guy Radio Show. They are on the iHeartRadio app now.
I don't know why them boys always moving around. Makes me dizzy. Why can't they just have their one show in one place at one time? Like Mike Douglas used to come on. When he used to come on the TV, I'd offer Sherman a donut, and he'd get up, and he'd turn the TV to Channel 4, and there would be Mike Douglas. Who Mike Douglas? Do that app get the Mike Douglas show? That's
no, Mama, it's Fat Guy Radio Show. Fat Guy Radio Show is on the iHeartRadio app. Everybody should have the iHeartRadio app for Fat Guy Radio Show. Oh, this is just so fabulous, just so fabulous. Now here, Mama, don't mess up the app, and you are all set to go.
You should go put it on Sherman's computer, what you should do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you can find it, and if the keys ain't sticky.
Mama, that's my favorite.
Sherman ain't never had relations. He ain't never, he ain't never, never, nobody been down there. Ain't nobody wanna go down there and touch none of that what Sherman got there. Nobody
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
They're wacky, they're zany. Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Unmute your mic, Corey.
Hey!
You're running it all by yourself. You know, there's a lot of fingers flying around over here. Jesus. There's a reason why we're a team. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
It ain't so easy, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's not easy when I'm doing my job and your job and DA's job and Little D's job. You know, I just happen to, you know, have my balls hanging out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and another show where our balls are going to be clearly hanging out is Afterburn. DT, why don't you tell everybody about Afterburn, bro?
Afterburn. This is the show where all bets are off. We are raw, uncut, uninhibited. Mm-hmm. We are our natural animalistic selves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Little D gonna be there tomorrow, but he should be, because I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be crazy.
I'm gonna be afraid if Little D is there tomorrow.
For only $3 to listen, $8 to view, Afterburn gives you this show on the cure for COVID.
Ooh,
I'm just saying.
I like that.
I'm just saying. If you want to listen, go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn. Burn somebody.
Oh, burn somebody, baby.
Burn.
All right.
What is that with you and websites today, DJ?
Did I not get it right?
I guess. I think you did. Maybe.
He,
I don't know.
He struggled through it, but he got it right.
Oh, okay.
He got it. He nailed it. All right, so boys, there are the memes and the comments and the Twitter and the Facebook have been exploding with some of the funniest things about surrounding COVID-19. I think everybody's a little stir crazy. I know I had a stir crazy moment the other night on Instagram where I just happened to pull out one of my blonde wigs and then just started lip syncing the songs.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
You lonely, bro?
No, I was just like going stir crazy, and I needed to just let some of the crazy out. It was so funny because I sang a CeCe Peniston song, and then she reposted it.
Really? Hey, where?
Yeah, she reposted it on her storyline.
Oh, that same night?
On Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram.
Ah, did you repost it to your storyline?
No, because she had reposted it to my storyline, so why would I repost it to her storyline?
To show everybody that she reposted it to her storyline.
Everybody was going to see that when they went to her storyline. She got thousands of more followers than me.
Who goes to her storyline?
Everybody. She posts up all the time.
I didn't go because I didn't know.
I didn't know either. You're supposed
to
repost
the repost. I would have went had you reposted yours. Yeah.
God, you old people do not do social media correctly.
No. he picks and chooses because he has some dude He hit fire for this algorithm for some dude, and the dude posted a picture of Corey on his story, and then Corey sure reposted that to his.
Now, I happen to know Kev, so that's why I did it.
Oh, you don't know CC?
I know. I thought he did know CC.
You don't know CC?
I do know CC.
Maybe you don't know CC like that after all.
You know BB?
I mean, I thought you knew CC.
I do know CC, but I didn't think that I've had things reposted all the time, but I never go back and repost them again.
I'm just saying, finally it happened to you and you didn't even do it.
Right in front of your face.
Right in front of your face.
You hit it.
My feelings can't describe.
Hey, did your followers go up after that?
No.
I mean,
Yeah, my Instagram game on I put more efforts towards Fat Guy than I do my own personal Instagram, but everybody always picks on me on my little 140 followers on Instagram.
There's a lot to pick at.
I mean, I don't mind. So anyway, so the funny one meme that I saw was this, and DT, you might be able to relate to this since you are closest to the education system. A meme that says, now that teachers have time to use the restroom, there's no toilet paper.
Right.
On Twitter, I read, guys, prepare yourselves. Now that the beauty shops, nail salons, waxing stores are closed, you about to see what your girl really looks like.
Facts.
Right. Ooh, did you see the one of Kim Kardashian and all them? The whole Kardashian clan? How they're going to look?
Oh, yeah, I saw it because somebody had a picture of a whole lot of dumpsters and trash cans clumped together. That was them, right?
No. Yep. I'm going to have to try to find it.
All right, Lil D, don't put up any more pictures on the live stream. We're trying to repost this. I also saw on Twitter someone posted, 1 hour into homeschooling and with my child, and now I feel teachers should be paid $1.5 million a year.
Hey, hey, I saw a real post. It wasn't a meme or whatever you guys call it.
A meme.
But it said all the people.
And you called me old.
Sagittarius. That we said shouldn't get $15 an hour are all the people that we miss right now. And I was like, damn, that's kind of facts. Like the fast food employees, the food store workers.
What do you mean we miss them now?
Like, I don't know if all the fast food places are still open. You can speak to that, Corey.
Yeah, they are. I've been to all of them.
Okay, so they're the ones working right now. They're the essential people right now, and they're not getting paid a livable wage.
Yeah, but they're also still wiping their asses with their hands because a kid down at In-N-Out Burger down on 99th Avenue in Buckeye just was diagnosed with COVID-19, and he was last working in that In-N-Out Burger on March 19th. So you want me to give $15 an hour to kids that still don't even know how to wash their damn hands?
How do you know he got it from not washing his hands? He could have got it from a fat customer like you.
Fat people don't go inside the store. We don't get out of our cars. We go through the drive-thru. That's 6 feet apart. I measured. Facts.
Okay, facts. Hey, we fact together.
Hey, I hit you with the woo. Hey. All right, I found this one, this meme on, I can't remember where it was, but it said, hey, you guys remember laughing at Michael Jackson for wearing a mask and gloves? Now you're all out there looking like you want to be starting something.
I see what they did there.
You wanna be starting something? Hey. Wanna be starting something?
Hey!
Oh God!
Minimo! Stuck in middle. Oh, that's what.
Oh, little dick, good lord!
My vegetable. My with some testicles. She won't let them go.
Vegetables with testicles.
Mama said, Mama saw, where is my sock? Mama said, Mama saw, where is my sock?
All right, this one.
I found it.
Lil D got the weirdest house going on. Just some weird stuff.
I have a little sock too.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, I thought we were talking about something else.
I just sent you fellas a meme. Shared it with you to what I was trying to get at. You guys will see that right now. Cut through.
Well, little D-Tay shared a meme also that I thought was pretty damn funny. I hadn't seen this one, but it was basically everyone remembers Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah.
And the song, no one fights like Gaston, no one rips like Gaston.
Yep.
D-Tay just sent the meme, no one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston, no one stops spreading COVID-19 like Gaston.
I'm especially good at this fit. Nah, I can't even.
Oh, he bailed.
I'm especially good at disinfecting.
Nobody knows Gaston.
That was my favorite Nickelodeon show. Hey, Lil D. What did you think the 19 stood for? What was the conspiracy behind
that? I didn't know what it was. I just wanted to know what you guys thought it's, or what if you guys knew what the 19 was. I did not know, period.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you on that, Little D. I thought the 19 stood for, and this is just me. I thought that like we had 19 confirmed cases when this first erupted. So there was like, oh, that was the COVID-19.
Oh, like the Central Park Five.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
but Corey, I don't think it was the year it was discovered though, because the coronavirus has been around since I think 2010, a long time.
It was given COVID-19. The reason why it's called number one, the reason why it's called the coronavirus is because the actual micron looks like a sun, and corona is another word for sun.
I didn't know that.
And 19 is because it was actually when it first hit the when the doctor.
Wait, in what language is corona? Another
corona of the sun, like the circle of the sun.
Okay, but
right here.
It's corona del sol. Sol is sun, so of the sun. So corona is not the sun part of that.
Well, the corona is it's because it's circular in its shape, and like I might be missing some details on that detail.
A corona is an aura of plasma that surrounds the sun and other stars. The sun's corona extends millions of kilometers into outer space and is most easily seen during the total eclipse.
There so it's like the aura of the sun. So
the aura of the sun. So I missed the word aura. I'm glad you sweat the details on that detail.
I've got a fact check. This is important, Corey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're in serious times, Corey.
We can't be trumping this up for our viewers.
Yeah, because people come to Fat Guy Radio Show for facts.
Speaking of Trump, what y'all going to do with y'all Trump checks?
I'm sending mine back. Listen.
Send it over here, bruh.
Nope.
I ain't sending that back.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, 1%er.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You probably make too much money.
All right, thank you, BA. But anyway, so corona is because of the aura of the sun, and 19 was because that was when the doctor originally gave it a name, identified it as a threat, was in 2019.
So you mean to tell me in 2019 they saw this as a threat, and they just now acted upon it after pandemic doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a Jesus bat. Christ. I know we haven't had a show since all the details started coming out. But you know this all started from a bat.
The wet market.
The wet market in China. A bat.
What happened?
Someone played with a bat or ate a bat, and you can't mess with those animals. And they do that over there in the wet markets. And the world, the other countries have been trying to get China to shut down that damn wet market forever.
I'm going to send you a link to a video, Lil D, from Vox that explains it. It was a bat that actually spread the disease to another animal. Did you hear that, DT?
Nah, send that to me.
Okay, yeah, I'll send
that. A rattlesnake?
No, it wasn't a rattlesnake. It's like, it looked like a little murmur or something, but it spread the disease to that thing.
A murmur or a lemur?
Man, I don't know.
The thing is that there
are... What's a murmur?
The thing is that there are a lot of diseases, metabolic diseases, that exist in some of these animals that we shouldn't be messing with.
No, I agree with that.
And that's the reason why. Scientists have gone out and found out that a lot of... monkeys. We shouldn't be messing with monkeys. We've gotten diseases from monkeys.
Well, that's cannibalism anyways. We are monkeys.
We are monkeys, and you know that's why I always go around and tell everybody to eat me. Here's the last one.
I'm gonna use to stop spreading the rumor that AIDS was created by monkeys.
I didn't say AIDS.
You said we got AIDS. You said we got monkey AIDS.
No, I said we've gotten diseases from monkeys that
someone said monkey AIDS.
Who's that? Wasn't me. That was
probably LD. Probably LD.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, well since DA is deflecting, I'm gonna go with DA. Look at his eyes. Look. God damn it, DA. I can't. I hate you.
Why are you hating on me?
Because you do this all the time. You deflect. You start something, and then you back out of it like the Kool-Aid man breaking into the wrong house.
Yeah. So what
is that? Oops.
AIDS wasn't started by a monkey?
Nah.
It was started by the government to kill black people, bruh.
Exactly. AIDS is manufactured, and just so you know, AIDS, HIV used to be called GIV or something like that. It was for gays. They classified it as gays instead of humans because they thought it was only affecting gays. And the whole reason was because they were using it to infect black men who were gay to start off with. And then it became this whole gay thing. And then it leaked over into men and women. They were like, oh, snap, we can't be calling it gay because now it's affecting humans. So now it's HIV.
Well, the last meme that I found was a post up on Facebook. A post on Facebook by my friend, from my boy Trey Payton, music producer. Shout out to Trey. He said it best on Facebook. He said, coronavirus getting y'all asses together. No clubs. Y'all at home with y'all kids. Dudes at home with they girls. Flights only $20. EBT money being used for actually groceries and not being sold. Your girl learning how to cook. Bills getting pushed back. $1,200 checks getting mailed, drove down the strip and only seen one hoe. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all then effed around and made America great again.
Oh, that's
one hoe.
He said, y'all got your asses together. Yeah. At least put the asses together because they ain't got no toilet paper. Think about it.
That's nasty, little D. You so gross. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for you boys. We made it through.
The first word. We should do this all the time.
I disagree with you, DA. You can do this all the time on another show. All right, ladies and gentlemen. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Help support our small but mighty enterprise by shopping today. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Little D, you've got a gift in the studio here.
Show it to me.
I can't because I didn't open it.
Go ahead. You got my permission.
Yeah.
Do it in front of our audience.
Too bad the show's over. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holler.
And my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people. Fat people already know they fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.